From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In this morning's pre-dawn chill, shoppers lined up at storefronts around the country, hoping to beat other customers to the checkout line. The traditional holiday shopping season got underway, with competition between stores for the lowest prices and the earliest shopping hours. Annual holiday price wars between the nation's two largest toy retailers heated up extra early this year when Walmart took Toys R Us by surprise and began slashing prices in mid-October. This year's battle could be especially tough on Toys R Us, which has been falling back in the race for consumer dollars. Laura Seidel reports.
Walmart, always low prices, always.
Most patrons here would agree Walmart's got some of the best prices around. Now that the holiday shopping season has arrived, it's those prices that draw customers like Martha Rodriguez and Tanya Butler to the toy department at the Walmarts in San Leandro, California.
I always do my shopping here at Walmart, especially for toys.
How come?
The prices are lower.
Their prices is good, so that's why I shop here.
Those low prices are being used as bait, says Marshall Cohn, a toy industry analyst with NPD Group, a marketing research firm.
They're clearly using the toy industry at holiday time as an enticer to get consumers in, even at prices that are at cost to them and in some cases even below cost. They're willing to sacrifice margin to drive people into the stores.
Once customers are inside, Walmart hopes they will buy Christmas decorations, cards, and other holiday items from which Walmart makes a profit. This strategy leaves Walmart's major rival, Toys R Us, with a handicap. Although the toy specialist has cut prices to compete, according to a Prudential Equity Group report, Toys R Us is about 6% more expensive than Walmart, and some of their items are as much as $20 more. Kurt Barnard, president of Retail Forecast, which tracks market trends, says Toys R Us can't afford to price goods below cost because it only sells toys.
People walk to Toys R Us, they buy the product because of the low price, and then they won't buy anything else.
Walmart came galloping into the toy market in 1998. The nation's largest chain is now in front of the pack with more than 20% of U.S. toy sales. And it hasn't been a great year for the number two toy retailer, Toys R Us. It's facing a larger-than-expected loss in its third fiscal quarter, and it's closing its freestanding Kids R Us and Imaginarium stores. And now, the retail chain Target is getting into the game, on some items even underselling Walmart. But the race isn't over.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got about a million toys that I can play with.
That's John Eiler, CEO of Toys R Us, singing for his supper, at least metaphorically. The company has returned to using the original Toys R Us jingle in its commercials to tap into a little consumer nostalgia for the 46-year-old retail chain.
One of the reasons we brought back the Toys R Us jingle is that it really is one of those memories from childhood for today's parents that they want to replicate for their kids, too.
And once nostalgia gets them in the door, Eiler hopes parents and kids will be enticed to return by improved customer service, competitive prices, and a well-stocked inventory. In fact, Chris Burns, a toy industry consultant, believes that having a full stock is an advantage for Toys R Us, especially as the season wears on.
What I'm waiting to see is who's left standing at the end of the holiday season, because Walmart may sell through its allocation of toys, and Toys R Us will have things in stock.
Toys R Us executives say a typical store has 9,000 items, more than twice as many as Walmart's expanded holiday offerings.
Big red dog. What?
At the Toys R Us in San Francisco, it's the variety of toys that will keep Michael Nazlkarin shopping here.
I mean, me and my wife, we're not so kind of people who finding cheaper prices. No, we like to buy exactly what we want. And in Toys R Us, we can find everything.
And some analysts say that Walmart's price-slashing strategy could end up backfiring for the retailer. Many manufacturers may begin rationing their supplies to Walmart if they think it is bringing the price of toys down too low. But so far, Walmart's strategy is keeping it out front in the battle for consumer dollars. And with the pressure on to keep slashing prices, it's the consumers who are the winners.
There's your receipt and your gift receipt. Thank you very much.
For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.